Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A further 1,242 cases of COVID-19 has been identified in the Hunter New England region overnight. The latest infections were detected through 1,018 positive rapid antigen tests and 224 positive PCR tests. Hunter New England Health reported the death of a resident from the Cessnock local government area overnight. He was a male in his 90s. Hospitalisation numbers have stayed the same since yesterday's recordings. There are currently 35 people receiving care in hospital, with two in intensive care units. Meanwhile, there are 8,752 positive test results across New South Wales that were recorded overnight. Upper Hunter pet owners will have an opportunity to get their furry friends vaccinated next month. Pet Medical will hold their vaccine run, which comes to regional properties throughout the Upper Hunter and administers yearly or new jabs. Dr. Denny says there are plenty of vaccines on offer and they address a range of potential health concerns.
This is for all vaccinations. So obviously parvo being our number one that we need an annual booster for, so we certainly cover for that. But depending on what your dog has each year, we do all of them on this run. So vaccination, worm and flea tablets, health checks, any issues, we're there to check everyone and see how we're going every 12 months.
The Upper Hunter regions are welcoming newly graduated nurses and midwives into medical facilities this year. There are 23 graduates who are commencing work in the medical field and have contributed over the past year to the COVID-19 workforce response. The graduates will be based between Singleton, Muswellbrook, Scott Memorial and Gloucester hospitals. Upper Hunter MP Dave Lazell is welcoming the new nurses and midwives to the region. He says they've already done an exceptional job with their commitment to the community and is thankful for everything they've brought and will continue to bring to health services. Minister for Regional Health Bronnie Taylor says there is about 40% of graduates across New South Wales who will now be moving out to rural areas.